How much would you pay for an AI agent that could revolutionize your research or streamline your software development? Welcome to the AI Agent Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, March 7th, 2025. Today, we're diving into OpenAI's ambitious plans to launch AI agents tailored for research, finance, and coding. Let's dive in. Imagine having an AI assistant by your side, capable of not only understanding your field, but also enhancing your work processes with precision. That's what OpenAI is reportedly working on with their new line of AI chatbots. Based in San Francisco, OpenAI has been making waves with its cutting-edge technology, and this latest development is no exception. According to reports, OpenAI is gearing up to introduce three specialized AI chatbots, each designed to serve distinct professional domains. We're talking about AI agents that could transform the way you approach your work, from strategic planning and decision-making, to coding and bug fixing, and even deep research analysis. Here's the kicker. These AI agents come with a subscription fee ranging from $2,000 to $20,000 per month. Yes, you heard that right. Depending on the level of expertise and the domain, these AI agents could become an integral part of enterprises looking to stay ahead in their field. The information reports that one of these AI agents will focus on income work, offering capabilities in strategic and critical thinking. Another will be tailored for software development, helping with coding tasks and code deployment. The third agent, described as a PhD-level researcher, will bring deep analysis and research prowess to the table. It's fascinating to see how OpenAI is positioning these agents for enterprise use rather than direct consumer access. This strategic move could redefine how industries utilize AI to gain a competitive edge. Plus, with SoftBank reportedly investing $3 billion into these developments, it's clear there's significant belief in their potential impact. And let's not forget, OpenAI has already expanded its operator AI agents' availability to countries like Australia, Brazil, and Japan, among others. This global reach only adds to the anticipation surrounding these new AI agents. Meta Platforms is setting the stage for a new era in artificial intelligence with the upcoming release of its Llama 4 software. This isn't just any update, it's a leap forward in AI capabilities. During a recent interview at the Morgan Stanley Technology, Media, and Telecom Conference, Meta's Chief Product Officer, Chris Cox, shared some exciting insights about what Llama 4 will bring to the table. We're talking about advanced reasoning capabilities that allow AI agents to not only perform tasks, but also navigate the internet and use tools autonomously. Imagine an AI that can handle multi-step tasks, much like a human assistant would. Picture this. Businesses around the world, big and small, having an AI agent that can take on complex tasks from customer service to data analysis. That's the future Meta envisions with Llama 4. According to Clara Shi, Meta's head of business AI, these AI agents will act almost like a concierge, providing personalized services to customers 24/7. With Meta's existing relationships with 200 million small businesses globally, the potential impact is massive. Each business could soon have its own AI, reflecting its unique voice and handling repetitive tasks, freeing up human resources for more strategic work. So why does this matter? Well, it's a game changer for automation and efficiency in the business world. By deploying AI agents that can automate redundant tasks, businesses can focus on growth and innovation. This is especially crucial for small businesses that may not have the resources to hire large teams. Meta's approach could democratize access to AI, leveling the playing field for these smaller players. And let's not forget the broader implications. As AI agents become more sophisticated, they're not just tools but partners in business strategy. This shift could redefine how companies operate, making AI an integral part of their growth strategy. It's not just about adopting technology. It's about how businesses can leverage these AI agents to transform their operations fundamentally. Meta's Llama 4 is more than just a software update. It's a glimpse into the future of business automation. as we watch these developments unfold, it's clear that AI is moving beyond being a buzzword to becoming a cornerstone of modern business practices. With AI agents like those powered by Llama 4, we're looking at a future where AI is as essential to business as the internet is today. Skyfire, the world's first payment network specifically built for the AI agent economy, has officially exited its beta phase, unveiling a robust payment infrastructure designed to facilitate seamless, autonomous transactions. With this launch, Skyfire introduces a comprehensive suite of features that promise to revolutionize AI-driven economies. We're talking about streamlined onboarding processes, programmatic wallets, advanced payment controls, and enterprise-grade capabilities. It's setting a new standard for autonomous transactions across AI agents, large language models, data platforms, websites, and service providers. Imagine a world where AI agents can transact as smoothly as humans. That's the vision Skyfire is bringing to life. According to Amir Sarhangi, Skyfire's chief executive officer and co-founder, the real opportunity for AI agents is unlocked when they're given the ability to pay for access to websites, paywalls, or paid services. Traditional payment systems simply weren't built for the scale and speed the AI economy demands. Skyfire bridges this gap, providing a global, programmable financial infrastructure tailored for AI. Here's something intriguing. Nearly 80% of the world's highest quality data is locked behind firewalls and application programming interfaces. Skyfire is positioning itself as the monetization solution that can make this data accessible to AI agents. This means no more lengthy negotiations through third-party brokers. AI agents can instantly and legitimately acquire data. The key features of Skyfire's network are pretty impressive. AI agents and enterprises can now access programmatic wallets automatically upon signing up, with options for funding including credit cards, debit cards, automated clearinghouse transfers, wire transfers, and even USD coin on Base. For enterprises, this means creating wallets, setting team-wide payment policies, and opening up new revenue streams by monetizing agent interactions. Skyfire also offers a no-code solution for programmatic monetization, allowing service providers to accept payments from AI agents seamlessly. This enables easy revenue generation and supports the creation of sustainable AI-driven businesses. Plus, with payment rules for AI agents, businesses can set granular spending controls, ensuring secure, predictable transactions. For developers, Skyfire provides a real-time testing environment called Skyfire Playground. Here, developers can simulate agent transactions, interact with large language models, and execute AI workflows effortlessly. This feature alone could catalyze innovation in how AI agents are deployed and utilized. The demand for a dedicated financial infrastructure for AI is growing, especially as major players like Salesforce and OpenAI invest heavily in autonomous agents. Skyfire's network allows businesses to streamline AI-driven payments, making transactions between agents, services, and data platforms as seamless as human-to-human payments. As Craig DeWitt, Skyfire's co-founder, puts it, AI has payment and identity requirements that are different from anything we've seen before. This new approach by Skyfire isn't just an upgrade. It's a complete rethinking of how AI agents will access and pay for services. And for companies like Pricing Culture, this means a scalable way to sell insights to AI agents on demand, a key new customer base. During its beta period, Skyfire experienced tremendous growth, adding companies like Pricing Culture, Bazaars, Zinc, and LinkUp to its payment network. This resulted in thousands of global transactions daily, highlighting the platform's scalability and reliability. With its full-featured payments infrastructure now live, Skyfire is poised to unlock the projected $46 billion AI-to-AI commerce market over the next 3 years. For developers, enterprises, and AI-driven businesses, integrating Skyfire means enabling autonomous transactions within minutes. It's a major step forward in making the AI economy not just viable, but thriving. The Pentagon's recent deal with Scale AI marks a significant shift in how artificial intelligence is being integrated into military operations. dubbed ThunderForge, this initiative is set to use AI agents for military planning and operations, a move that could redefine how the military approaches warfare in the future. It's a fascinating development, especially given the ongoing debates around the ethics and potential risks of deploying AI in such sensitive areas. Imagine a world where military decisions are informed by AI agents capable of sifting through vast amounts of data at lightning speed. That's the promise of ThunderForge, which aims to enhance the military's ability to anticipate and respond to threats with unprecedented precision. The U.S. Defense Innovation Unit describes it as a shift toward AI-powered, data-driven warfare, which could transform traditional military strategies. At the heart of this collaboration is the need to address what Bryce Goodman, the program's lead, calls a fundamental mismatch between the speed of modern warfare and our ability to respond. By leveraging AI, the military hopes to close this gap, enabling planners to synthesize information quickly, generate multiple action plans, and conduct AI-powered wargaming to stay ahead of evolving threats. Scale AI's founder and CEO, Alexander Wang, emphasizes the transformative potential of their AI solutions, suggesting they could modernize American defense. This isn't just about speeding up decision-making. It's about fundamentally changing the operating processes of the military. The company's previous work with the Department of Defense's Chief Digital and Artificial Intelligence Office laid the groundwork. But ThunderForge represents a bold step forward. However, this move isn't without its challenges. As we've seen from Stanford's tests with OpenAI's GPT-4, AI models can sometimes exhibit unpredictable behaviors, especially in high-stakes scenarios like war games. These findings highlight the importance of rigorous testing and oversight to ensure AI agents enhance, rather than hinder, military operations. The potential implications of this deal are vast. If successful, ThunderForge could set a precedent for how militaries worldwide integrate AI into their operations. But it's also a reminder of the ethical considerations that come with such advancements. As AI takes on more significant roles, we must carefully weigh the benefits against the risks, ensuring these powerful tools are used responsibly. Let's talk about something that's been making waves in the financial markets: the need for AI agents to have their own decentralized finance, or DeFi, layer. Now, you might be wondering why this is such a big deal. Imagine AI agents not just replacing human traders, but transforming the entire trading landscape because of their unique capabilities. Over 1 million AI agents are expected to be running on blockchain networks by the end of this year. But here's the catch. The existing DeFi systems aren't cutting it for these AI-driven economies. They're not fast enough, stable enough, or smart enough to handle the complexity AI agents bring to the table. To truly thrive, AI agents need a DeFi layer that's designed for them. We're talking about a system that offers AI-native stablecoins, which could stabilize token economies and enable these agents to transact autonomously and at high speeds. This is where the concept of AI USDs comes into play: intelligent stablecoins that fit seamlessly into an AI-driven economy. Picture AI agents acting like hedge fund managers, but with the ability to analyze market sentiment, manage risks, and adapt strategies in real time. Unlike current DeFi bots that only react to price changes, AI agents can interpret qualitative data and execute strategies without human oversight. But they need fast, stable currencies to do this effectively. Critics might argue that adapting existing DeFi infrastructure for AI is enough. But that's like trying to run a Formula One car on a dirt road. Sure, it might work for a while, but it's not sustainable. AI agents are fundamentally different entities, and they need a financial ecosystem that's built with their unique requirements in mind. So, as we move forward, it's clear that creating a dedicated DeFi layer for AI is not just a nice to have, it's essential for their success in financial markets. It's about laying the financial groundwork for an AI-native economy that can support the rapid evolution and deployment of these agents. That's it for today's The AI Agent Daily Brief. it's fascinating to see how the financial landscape is adapting to accommodate AI agents, with the potential for a dedicated DeFi layer leading the charge. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.